relaxing, dear. I just can't sleep. That's all. It's not the end of the world. I just can't sleep.
It's probably all that lamb you had for dinner.
Probably.
Or maybe it was the onions.
I told you not to eat all those onions. They always upset your stomach.
How can a man eat without having onions? I'd just as soon die as to go without onions.
Or maybe it was that pita bread you ate, or the sweets. Ah, it was the sweets. You know how you are with sweets. Or maybe...
Okay. I get your point. Maybe God is punishing me for my gluttony.
I never said a word about gluttony.
Of course you didn't. So what is it, Lord? Is it just the lamb? Is that it? Is the lamb trying to tell me that I'm too old to eat this late at night? Or maybe the lamb's trying to tell me something else. Maybe it's you, Lord. Maybe you're trying to show me something. Tell me something. All kinds of somethings. All of these dreams I've been having. Some of them so strange. Dreams, visions. What do I call them? So Almighty, you've given me these visions. What am I supposed to do with these? Are they for me? For Israel, your people? Or maybe they are for some far off ones that I will never know. I'm trying to be faithful and write them down, but there's so many things I've seen. And it's all so strange. A rescuer is coming. That's what I saw. That is what you showed me. A virgin girl and a baby? What am I supposed to think of all that? It's so strange. So strange.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him.
That's okay. You can just stand there, too. Your friends left in such a rush to go tell the world, I think is how they put it. I'm just glad that you're content to stand here and watch. I completely understand. I just can't take my eyes off of him. You know, I knew that he would not be ordinary. That this would not be ordinary. All of this. I knew that it would not just be us, his father and I. Somehow I knew that the faithful would come. An angel visited me, a mighty angel, even before the baby was born. The angel, he told me, your son will be great, the Son of God, the King of angels, the King of all. You know, my mother, she gave me this when I was just a little girl. A gift of love, she called it. I've practically worn it out. When we were preparing for the trip to Bethlehem, I asked Joseph if I could bring it. No, he said, we must pack light. "But what if the baby's born?" I asked him. He said that we would pack some cloths for swaddling, and that would be enough. But I brought my blanket. A baby needs a blanket. Look at him reaching for the light. God only knows what he will become. And look at you, my shy friend. You look as if you have no words. Standing there, adoring him. And how could we not adore him? My fine son. My gift of love. Our gift of love. Sleep well, my fine boy. Sleep well, my gift of love.
I wrote it down. What I saw, what you told me. Here it is. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God with us. That's what he's supposed to be called, this son. Only God called him my servant. Where's that? I wrote it down. Here it is. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations. So, Almighty, this servant, this light, is he for everyone? Maybe that's what this means. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government shall be on his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Maybe he is for the nations. Maybe many will come to him. Come from far away.
We'd been traveling most of the night, and anyone with a lick of intelligence would tell you it's not the most, you know, dangerous time to travel. Well, we never claimed to be smart, just wise. We had our reasons, of course. You know, following a star is a bit more difficult to do in broad daylight. Funny that. Greatest light is often shines brightest during great darkness. But don't get me philosophizing. We could be here all night. Of course, we were being directed. We'd been looking for royalty, and we brought the appropriate gifts. Not to overinflate my own self-importance, but I have been in the outer courts of princes and kings. Noisy assemblages those. hangers-on in every corner, quarters of favor, making endless rackets, scheming, chattering, hoping for an audience with the nobility. But none of that there. None of that. Silence. A calm, lingering, awestruck silence. There in the corner, a newborn baby wrapped in cloth, laying in the feed trough. Behind him, two milk goats standing very still, some chickens quietly pecking for grain. An exhausted woman, a peasant man, both mute, and outside, several shepherds timidly watching. All silent, all eyes on the baby. My companions and I, we dared not speak. We gently laid our gifts on the ground and went outside with the shepherds in awe. Beyond any doubt, beyond any question of legitimacy, we knew we were in the presence of great royalty, and we dared not speak. You know, I've spent most of my life studying, analyzing, dreaming, trying to fit the pieces, religion and philosophy together, hoping that life would make sense, hoping that they would come together in a truth-filled, complete whole. My journey has not been without meaning. And I am very thankful for that journey, all of it. But now I know that I have been led, not by some star, but by the hand of God Almighty, who has led me to the one in which all truth lives. Led to this boy. This baby, this king, this Christ.
Tessa, have we had visitors? Visitors leaving things on my table? Strange scroll. Strange writing. And visions in my head. Some strange man from some strange time. Tessa, is it right? I must not eat any more lamb this late at night. But it was all so real. What I saw. A child who brings peace. Shalom. How beautiful. Maybe that's what it means. How beautiful are the... What? How beautiful are the mountains of the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace. What if it was true? What if one man could bring peace?
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Come here, boy. I know you don't want to leave him, but let them have some quiet. Come here, sit with me. Sit here and breathe deep. Breathe the breath of God. There's a word for this, what we breathe deep in the morning light. There's a word. Shalom. My father taught it to me. I thought I knew it, the word shalom. One day when I was just a young boy about your age, I was troubled, crying, because my papa told me that my lamb would be the one that we brought to Passover for sacrifice. No, papa, I cried, not my lamb. He said, yours is the only perfect lamb, my son. He must be the lamb for sacrifice. I sat next to him, just crying. And then, after a while, Papa laid his hand on my head and he said to me, all will be well, son. And then he sighed and said softly, shalom. My son, do you know what this means? Yes, Papa, it means peace. Then my Abba kneeled down next to me. He took my face in his hands, in his calloused hands, and he said, yes, peace, but more. He put his hand on my heart and he said, quietly but surely, shalom, boy. God's highest and most complete good be upon you. That's what I pray for you. He left me this staff. He told me, someday, boy, you'll need this staff when it's your time to protect the lambs from all that would harm them. Until then, be at peace. All will be well. I have looked for it, what he told me. Shalom, peace, all these years, even when it seemed that darkness had settled over my weary world, I looked. But then there was the night. The angels came. You can't forget it, can you, boy? No, we can't forget it. It was quiet. No hint of wind. No clouds, just stars, bright stars. He showed himself to us. Suddenly, one angel, brighter than the stars, do not be afraid, he said. His voice all at once, bold but comforting. There is great news. Your Savior has been born. He lies in a manger. And then, quiet for a moment, as if the whole world was waiting to breathe. A Savior. God's highest and most complete good upon me, upon us. And then suddenly, multitudes of angels shattering the silence. Glory, 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 God's shalom on the earth. What my papa prayed, we have seen, you and me, my boy. Finally, shalom, peace, peace, boy, peace. All will be well.
Tessa, is there any water? Oh, there it is. Who knew that this prophet business could make one so thirsty? Such an odd mix of people I have in my head. Commoners, kings, babies, and all these things I keep seeing. How am I supposed to make any sense of it? Lord Almighty, this is how you are calling your people to yourself? Such a strange way to save the world, to bring us joy. What is that you said about joy? You said, the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Oh, what I would give for that to be. For all our sorrows and sighing to flee away. If it were only that simple, getting ransomed, finding joy, but I fear it is not.
Have them out here for a little while, Mary. Don't you worry. I think I know what I'm doing. Don't worry, boy. I think I know what I'm doing. I'll just keep you warm in this old blanket of your mother's that I told her not to bring. I only wish I knew what I was doing. Now, Mother, she's the certain one. It's when the angel came to her, she knew. She knew. From that point on, she just couldn't keep her eyes off you. I mean, I couldn't blame her. You are a sight for sore eyes. But you know, an angel came and visited me. It was in a dream. It wasn't any less real. But do you want to know what the angel told me? I wrote it down here just so I wouldn't forget. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. That's what the angel said. You will save the people from their sins. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I'm done with doubting. You will be our rescuer, our Messiah. That's enough for me. And me? For some odd reason, I was chosen as the Messiah's papa. Huh. Some start that you've had, 90-mile walk, all to be born in a stable with no bed to be laid in, just a feed trough, and that gaggle of sheep herders and their tales of angels. Yes, angels. Angels seem to be everywhere in the story, your story. Should I be concerned? No. I believe that there's old prophecies afoot, and I can rest in that. Well, your mother's going to have my hide if I don't have you in there soon. But I just wanted to have a moment to show you this new star. Having a moment with myself so I could tell you thank you. Thank you for all of this, my boy. And this makes me so happy. No, not just happy. What did the shepherds say? The angel came, said good tidings of joy. Great joy. Yeah, that's what you give me. Great joy.
People who have been dark exile for now for so many years, with their backs to the wall against some Babylonian wall. I know. It's all their own fault. Our own fault. I know. But Lord, it's all so strange. It was one thing when you had me tell the king that a virgin would give birth. Those who didn't laugh at me, who believed me, they're still waiting for that one to happen. And I know your timing is not my timing.
Isaiah, come back to bed.
Go back to sleep, woman, my dear. I'm talking to God.
Is he listening to you?
How should I know if he's listening to me?
Well, are you listening to him?
What does she mean, am I listening to him? Go back to sleep. I'm doing important prophet business out here. You see what I mean, God? Even my own wife questions me. Now, you are God Almighty. You do things how you do things. It's just, Lord, really, these images that you gave me, He had no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. What is this, Lord? He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. This is what you want me to tell them? That Messiah is going to be just some plain fellow like one of us? A plain fellow who suffers and dies? It's your universe, Lord, but really, really, who wants a plain Messiah who suffers and dies? What good will that do us?
Tessa, where's the oil for the lamp? Where is the oil for the lamp? You see, Lord, this is just like I'm talking about. We're stumbling around in the darkness, stumbling on our toes. We need
someone to rescue us. We need, there it is, I found it. Never mind, Tessa, I found oil. Now where was I? Oh, yes. God, what about giving us a Moses with his staff and all of his miracles? Or a mighty big David with a sword who slays all the giants, but not some plain little baby who's going to suffer and die. Not some little baby who, oh my, such a small flame. And yet it lights up the whole room. He was crushed. Let me see that. He was crushed for our transgressions. He was, all of our chastisements were put upon him and brought us peace. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. That's what keeps me awake, the lamb. I am a man of unclean lips. Have mercy on me, Lord. I will tell them. I will tell them everything you have shown me. Even if I don't understand it. I'll trust you, good Lord. It's all your good time to send our rescue. To bring us light and hope. To bring us the Lamb. Tessa, I'm coming to bed. I'm ready to sleep. And tomorrow I will have so much to tell you.
Ask our ushers if they would come at this time. Such an amazing story. And because of that, the song that we're going to sing together, Joy to the World, that's the joy that we're singing about. The cast members are going to come down and just have a seat down here. And if you would all stand, please, if you have your candle. When I say go, the ushers are going to turn around and start lighting the candles. Now, if you just do me a favor, if your candle is lit, don't move it. Leave it standing straight up, okay? The person next to you will light their candle off of yours. Just leave it standing straight up if you have a flame, okay? And if you think it's no big deal, afterwards, we'll hold the lit candle like this over your face. Oh, you get the picture, don't you? Okay. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer right now. We're going to light the candles and we're going to sing a couple of verses of Joy to the World, and then we'll have Pastor Taylor come and close us in another word of prayer. Father God, thank you for this gift, this joy that we can sing about, this joy that we sing about. It's not just an emotion, It's a person. It's your son. It's what he did for us. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's pray. God, we thank you so much that we get to be your light, that we get to help others in joining in that light, all because of you. We get to take the joy that you give, great joy, to pass on to others, to share the good news of the gospel. God, you're an amazing God, and we just ask you'd help us during this season to back up for a moment, take a time of reflection, and thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for sending your son. And God, looking forward to the second coming that we instill our hope in. God, we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Christmas.